we may have to be uncomfortable as parents because, let's face it, we are part of the problem. However, we can be part of the solution too. So we have to understand that our decisions and choices have lasting effects and imprints on our children. And our intention may not be negative, but it may have a negative effect. And that's what I'm trying to say. Are you seeking answers or solutions? So every time you invite a white coat into your children's life to outsource a problem within your home, a lot of times you give them an excuse to not show up. Welcome to the TLM Method Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Martin. This podcast exists to amplify the voices of Gen Z and those that are creating change in the world, to call parents to action in raising healthy, whole young adults, and to counteract the current cultural narrative that is giving you permission and at times encouraging you to live an immoral and mediocre life. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you to action in your own life. A few years ago, a friend of mine said to me, "Hey T, you're the stone that's thrown in the water, and the clients that you work with and the people that hear you speak are the ripple effect that go out and create change in the world. That's what I'm doing. I'm calling you to action and calling you to create your own ripple effect of change." Hello, and welcome back to the TLM Method Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Martin. Today is going to be a conversation just between you and I. And this conversation is near and dear to my heart because of the work that I do. I guess you could call it somewhat of a confessions of a life coach. And I want to do this as a series on a regular basis because I think it's so important that you hear what I hear. Otherwise, you only know what goes on in your own home and what your kids tell you and what schools tell you. And I want you to really think about this. So we're going to dive deep into some of these topics. But today I want to talk about, what exactly are you seeking whenever you look for a professional or you outsource someone with your child? So for instance, you look for a therapy or a counselor or psychiatry or a doctor or whatever. What exactly are you seeking? Are you truly seeking solutions or are you just looking for an answer? They're very different in my mind, and I think very differently about this because for me, I want to get to the solution. I want to get to the end result of changing a specific behavior or a specific outcome. And a lot of times we just want to go, oh, that's why they're doing that, and then we move on. And then it compounds in the future. I mean, there's reports, 2015 and 2016 was one of the latest CDC recordings on how many people are on prescription drugs in the U.S., 45.8% of the population. And a lot of those kids, I don't have the exact stats on that, but a lot of the children are under the age of 12. As the young kids are getting on these prescription drugs, and they have lasting effects. They affect the brain. The brain is already on our kids, is already forming. Their prefrontal cortex isn't even there until 25 or 28. So imagine all these different interventions that we're doing to them, seeking what we perceive as an answer rather than a solution. And the good part is of course, you don't have to stay with the brain that you have. If something has happened, we can work with that. But what I want you to think about is, as a parent, what am I looking for? You know, am I looking to let the air pressure out, basically, of a combative relationship? Am I looking for answers that I'm not sure where to find myself? Or do I just want someone else to take care of it? Because we have to ask ourselves these really difficult questions. And for me as a coach, and I work with children and families and parents individually, and I see this really on a daily basis from a standpoint of people are hopeless. And I can't even imagine what these statistics are in 2020, 2021, 2022, ever since COVID. And I'm sure I can dig into those. But here's the thing. I'm not someone that really needs statistics because I see it in real time. I see kids that have started vaping when they're really young, are doing cocaine. That's a drug of choice right now. Smoking weed on a regular basis. Or the kids that come in that are 16, 17, 18 and go, oh yeah, but I'm good. I have my alcohol consumption under control. When does the age 16 and alcohol consumption should be in the same sentence? And as parents, we have to be vigilant because they, I mean, and I'm not talking about policing your kids 24/7. You know, I'm talking about understanding what's affecting our children on a daily basis and what will have lasting effects. So if you're seeking answers, you have to be willing to seek solutions. And those that statement means that we may have to be uncomfortable as parents because, let's face it, we are part of the problem. However, we can be part of the solution too. And our children don't have it in their prefrontal cortex of their brain to have the thought process of like, oh, my mom is a single mom working really, really hard to put food on the table. They just think about my mom's never home and must not care about me. So we have to understand that our decisions and choices have lasting effects and imprints on our children. And our intention may not be negative, but it may have a negative effect. And that's what I'm trying to say. Are you seeking answers or solutions? So every time you invite a white coat into your children's life to outsource a problem within your home, a lot of times you give them an excuse to not show up. Someone has an eating disorder. They don't want to talk about their food because their therapist told them that they can't. That's the very thing they need to talk about because they don't have a relationship with their food. Someone has a sleeping disorder. They don't have a sleep system problem. Typically, it's phone. It's the blue light that inhibits melatonin production. It's the mind. They can't shut it down. They're not going to bed until 12 or 1 in the morning, and then they're getting up at 6 for school. Everyone is sleep deprived nowadays. So, like I asked, are you seeking an answer or a solution? And then are you willing to take a step back as a parent and say, you know what? There's a lot of things that have to change in the environment, which is our home. And they're here temporarily, for sure, but they're here for a while. And you have to ask those really difficult questions and, more importantly, have really transparent conversations. And sometimes our kids are shut down. They don't want to hear it from you. They don't either want to see or hear it because maybe you're not walking the very walk that you're wanting to put them on. You know, I have parents that say, I want my kids to eat healthy and be better. Are you? Are you making those same choices? Do you model that same behavior? These are difficult conversations to have, but they're ones that we must have in today's world. I see time and time again single parents who put their boyfriend or girlfriend ahead of their children, ahead of their children's well-being. And nobody's saying that you don't deserve someone in your life, but you're a parent first. And are you aware of what your decisions and choices are imprinting on your kids? You know, one of the things we do in the coaching studio is we do a exercise that is imprints and then behaviors. So as a parent, I make decisions and choices and live a specific life that may leave an imprint on a child. And then that imprint manifests in specific behavior in that child out in the world. For instance, you know, if there was a divorced family, and the dad chooses to not be around anymore, that may leave an imprintable behavior on a young girl that goes, oh, well, you know, fathers don't stay around. I don't have a relationship with my dad. And then what happens is they start to play out in romantic relationships. And there's your lesson. But more importantly, that's your experience. And yes, we have childhood trauma and we have experiential trauma. Some of it can be something that someone says. Some can be a one-time horrific event. But those are also misbeliefs about ourselves or about a situation now, today, not when it happened. So for instance, I'll be completely transparent. I was in a horrible domestic violence situation when I was young. I was with him when I was 14 until I was probably early 20s. And I married him too. And if I didn't heal myself and get myself out of that situation, number one, I might not have. And number two, I would pick the same type of a person because I would understand that level of chaos. So what I want you to think about as parents, whether it's with medical interventions or bringing in a modality, you know, mentally, you know, psychology, therapy, counseling, whether it is behavioral, whatever it is, ask yourself what you're seeking. Are you looking for an answer or are you looking for and seeking for solutions? Because I don't believe they're one and the same. And I have parents who sometimes ask me what that means. And for me, if I have an answer about something, it's like you're doing a math equation and I get to the answer, okay, it's right or it's wrong. If I seek the solutions on how I got there, I'm going to get a little more detailed and maybe a little more deep dive into it. And that's what we have to do. So when you look at your children out in the world and who they are and who they hang out with and whether they're productive members of society, whether they're a failure to launch on your sofa, whether they have no motivation or, you know, unhealthy eating habits, they are sleep deprived, all these things, the good news is they're just a response to a specific choice. You hold all the keys to that. And the accountability factor, well, I think that's the most important part, right, is the accountability factor. So if we've built an environment within our home that's healthy, that is open, that is willing to have transparent conversations and willing to reflect on our behavior as parents, that's the first place to start. You know, kids don't just not eat for a reason. Kids don't just self-harm for no reason. There's reasons for these, which means we can go back and identify something that maybe that's the start of the rabbit hole that we go down. And, you know, like I said, their prefrontal cortex is not even close to being formed until 25 for women and 28 for young men. And when you look at that, that's where they make all their decisions from. Otherwise, they're in their limbic system, which is all emotional. And we know they're very emotional today. And then you enter in the influence of social media. And honestly, we're going to lose our kids. You know, we're losing them already to influencers, which don't get me started about that. We're losing them to their children that's giving them, their peers that are giving them advice, you know. And you know, I think it's been through World War II that they say that it's the children's generation, that they are parenting themselves. They are not going and looking and revering older generations for mentors or coaches or someone that they can, a confidant. And you have to ask yourself, you know, someone said to me the other day, boy, you know, having kids, man, that really changes your life. Shouldn't it? Shouldn't it change every aspect of your life? I believe it should. So when we're looking at our kids as a holistic approach to raising children, to, you know, helping teens through difficult times, through helping our young adults navigate life and relationships and possibly future marriages or their own kids. If we look at the end goal, which is to have a healthy relationship with our grown children, if we look at that in the beginning and we put a plan in place, now granted, the best laid plans can be, you know, thrown out the window, but at least you have a focus. And that's what I want you to think about today, especially in today's world. As we know, our kids have taken a beating in the last few years, and we have not even come close to seeing the results of this. And statistically speaking, I mean, we can look on the CDC's website, which, who knows, we can look at the NIH, we can look at, you know, board-certified psychiatrists and psychologists and therapists and what they're looking at and what they're dealing with. But I can just tell you as a coach, as someone that deals with kids every day in my coaching studio, that this is a major, major issue. And families are being broken right and left. Fathers are not showing up to be the strong masculine voice in their life. And moms sometimes are having to take on that role, which skews the relationship and the psychology of the relationship. And then our kids are out in the world taking advice from TikTok influencers of what it means to be a healthy person. And there may be some good information, but everything starts in your home. So I want you to think about when you have difficulties with your kids and within your family unit, are you just looking for an answer or are you truly seeking solutions? Because like I said, we are part of the problem as the parents, but we are also a big part of the solution. The only way we get there is honesty, is looking at ourselves. And are we modeling that behavior? You know, I coach probably age 10 to age 24. And so I see quite a bit of age differences in dealing with life. You know, I have kids that come in here and that are just getting started in the social media world, and their parents have given them basically a drug. I mean, there's no other way of understanding it, but this is your kid's drug right here. And at the end of that, you know, is everything from pornography to promiscuous sex to, you know, predators being able to have access to your children. And with the DM, anything that has a messaging system, your kids are open to anything like that. So, you know, parents have, for some crazy reason, want to be their friends. And your kids have lots of friends. They don't need that. They need parents. They only have two parents. And, you know, yes, we have step parents, but biologically, we have two parents who brought you into this world. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, how healthy am I as a parent? Are there things that I need to deal with? Are there things that I should look at? And when you peel back the layers of the holistic approach of working with kids, you have to peel back the layers all the way to yourself, all the way to your negative self-talk, to your conversation within your own home, to your dinner table, to your choices on how you take care of yourself, to your allowance of weed or drugs or alcohol into your home, to your allowance of automatically going to a prescription drug, because they're going to model what they see until they see differently, until they ask questions that somebody else is willing to answer from a different perspective. Maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's an administrator, maybe it's a sports coach, who knows? Or maybe it's just someone that they admire that's a little bit older than they are. You know, I have a couple kids that we work with, and they know the imperative statement when I say, you know, you become the people that you hang around with. And when you make those choices, that means putting in healthy boundaries. So as a parent, how healthy are your boundaries? When you look at parenting as a whole, as holistically healthy, we have to look at each component, of course, separately, from our environment to, you know, what you do for a living, to your work, to your relationship, to your faith, to your spirituality, to your communication level, how many kids you have, to blended families. I mean, it's the landscape is so broad right now. And so for parents, I want you to ask the questions, like I said, when something's wrong, do you seek answers, or are you just really, really seeking lasting solutions? That's the key. Answers may just put an answer in there and stop, but solutions are what really creates change. And that requires action. And that's usually where people get tripped up, because it takes someone to make a different choice and a different decision to get a different outcome. And parents are really good at, you know, signing their kids up for different organizations and sports and getting them involved because they want them to, what they perceive as building a community of friends. And while that might be true, you're also inviting behavior and changes and rituals and disciplines. And that's important to think about that. So yeah, parenting is not for sissies. I mean, I can't even stress that enough, because it's just not. You have to realize that your responsibility doesn't end. There is no expiration date. So on the TLM Method podcast, we're going to get into all this stuff. I just wanted to have a brief conversation with you about parenting and the role. And when it comes to it, we're going to go off into some really cool topics. But as a whole, which I keep saying that holistically as a parent, you have to look at every single area of your children's life. And kind of to be a Swiss Army knife of parents, I guess, is the best way to put it. Because so many times you don't understand there's a problem, but then you have the adversity advantage, which I like to call that, because that means that when you go through a difficult thing, you have no other choice but to answer it and focus on it head on. And so adversity is an advantage. The goal is to get out ahead of it. And that's the interesting part with human behavior, because we are reactive, not proactive. So for instance, if someone said, I want to get in shape and I want to get healthy, I want to lose a little bit of weight, I want to, you know, do my blood work, I want to have some information, and then it might get a little difficult. And then what happens is a month goes by, 6 months goes by, a year goes by, and God forbid you have some sort of a health crisis and you lost time. You get to the point of realizing, you know, hey, you know what? I actually should have gotten out ahead of this. And so who's really going to take the lead in changing our culture? I believe it's parents. I believe it's parents because I believe that we raise the next generation or we disable them. Yes, we have influences that we have no control over. Absolutely. We have, you know, schools, which are a complete shit show today. We have big government. We have social media. We have, you know, friends, peers that we know nothing about. But at the end of the day, you do control what goes on in your home. And, you know, you can instill foundational values and you can instill foundational perspectives inside your kids. So yeah, they may veer off and go a little wacky or wonky for a little while, but when they come back to that foundation, they're supported through that, they'll make the choices that you instilled when they were really young. So whether you're a new parent, I invite you to, head on, get ahead of this. Don't just read pregnancy books because most of them are full of crap anyway. Think about who you are and how healthy you are before you become a parent. If you're already a parent and you're experiencing difficulties and, you know, your kids are struggling, you know, I always say, are your parents giving you a hard time? Are your kids giving you a hard time or are they going through a hard time? That's a moment of reflection for us as parents. So I truly believe that the next frontier of changing this culture is parents. And then, of course, you have the responsibility on the kids, whereas they have trauma that they've gone through that is not their fault. But where they are now is their responsibility. But there are behaviors that have to be unlearned. And so a holistic approach to parenting is just that. It's baptism by fire the minute you have a child. And so then all of a sudden you wake up and holy crap, they're 16. And oh my goodness, they're now, you know, in love and want to get married or whatever they choose with that life, whether it's college or, you know, staying single, whatever they choose. But all of a sudden, you know, here we are. And that's why I'm encouraging you to get out ahead of these things. Don't be that reactive person. Be that proactive parent. And be prepared because this world is difficult. And kids have a lot right now. And they have more on them that's battling their mind than we did as kids. You know, we didn't have what they have today. And so you can't parent back in your day. You have to parent present day 2022, looking forward. And especially trying to navigate through all of the crazy stuff that our world is experiencing right now. So I just want to encourage you, subscribe here because I really want to support you in your parenting journey, as well as bringing on some great ambassadors and kids that we've worked with. And they have really good perspectives from their perspective as a teen, as being a child today, being raised today, along with all the distractions that parents have. And like I said before, they don't have the discernment of, you know, your choices and decisions, knowing why you're doing them. And sometimes it requires us to have really important conversations. And you have no idea what your words could do, how they could heal. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. A transparent, honest, strong parent can heal their kids faster than any therapy or counseling or coach or psychiatrist ever could. But it requires you to be honest, and it requires you to really own your own life to where I may not be doing this right, but hey, I want this for you, so let's do this together. And be a guide, be a guardian, you know, be their guiding force. So I'm going to share so much more information about my family, about what we've gone through, the crisis we've gone through, and believe me, I've had quite a bit, and as well as some of the coaching experiences that I've had and been blessed to be a part of in family. So please subscribe, leave us some comments, let us know what you think, let us know what's important to you, because I really want this podcast to be in service to a total and complete culture change. And we're there, and everything comes into play. And we're going to pull out all the tools in the toolbox. We're going to pull out the food, the nutrition. We're going to pull out our faith and our relationship with Christ, and we're going to pull out our relationship with one another and our marriage vows, and we're going to pull out, you know, our strong, healthy kids, and we're going to call stuff out too. So I'm excited. I'm so glad to launch this podcast. And more importantly, I am grateful that I get this opportunity, and I can't wait to continue this journey with you all. So Please stay tuned. Please subscribe. And until then, be prepared to be a powerful parent. Thank you for joining us today on the TLM Method podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed the time that you've spent with us. And more importantly, I hope that we make you think. For more information about what we do, our work, and our message, please visit us at our website at officiallytracymartin.com, and that Tracy is T-R-A-C-E-Y, or you can find us on Instagram at officiallytracymartin. We look forward to having you with us for more episodes of the TLM Method podcast.